אנחנו קוראים מתוך כתבי בעל הסולם עמוד 400.
We're reading out of the writings of Baal HaSulam, the speech for the completion of the Zohar. We're in the middle of the article. In the words, now we understand how right our sages were. You can ask questions in our website.
It's one of the most important prefaces or introductions by Baal HaSulam, the article for the or speech for the completion of the Zohar. And we study it every once in a while in order to renew it and to understand it more deeply. Let's continue.
So we're in the speech for the completion of the Zohar. Now we understand. Now we understand how right our sages were when they interpreted the verse and to adhere to him as Dvikut with his qualities. As he is merciful, so you are merciful. As he is compassionate, so you are compassionate. They did not deflect the text from the literal meaning. Quite the contrary, they interpreted the text precisely according to its literal meaning. Since spiritual dvikut can only be depicted as equivalence of form. Hence, by equalizing our form with the form of His qualities, we become attached to Him. This is why they said, as He is merciful. In other words, all His actions are to bestow and benefit others. All for his own benefit, since he has no deficiencies that require complimenting. And also, he has no one from whom to receive. Similarly, all your actions will be to bestow and to benefit others. Thus, you will equalize your form with the form of the qualities of the Creator. And this is spiritual dvikut.
שאלות. אין.
Questions? None.
אז אנחנו נמשיך.
Okay. So we continue.
הגדרה של הדבקות, אנחנו כבר...
This is definition of דבקות. We spoke about it many times. It's possible there are no questions.
למעלה, תור א' למעלה.
We'll continue. There is a discernment of mind and the discernment of heart in the above-mentioned equivalence of form. The engagement in Torah and mitzvot in order to bestow contentment upon one's maker is equivalence of form in the mind. This is because the Creator does not think of himself, whether he exists or whether he watches over his creations, and other such doubts. Similarly, one who wishes to achieve equivalence of form must not think of these things as well. When it is clear to him that the Creator does not think of them, since there is no greater disparity of form than that.
Hang on, read it again, and if it's not clear, then ask. This is a severe condition. Anyone who wants to reach adhesion with the Creator should not be thinking of himself. In short, again,
there is a discernment of mind and a discernment of heart in the above-mentioned equivalence of form. The engagement in Torah and mitzvot in order to bestow contentment upon his maker is equivalence of form in the mind. This is because the Creator does not think of himself, whether he exists or whether he watches over his creations and other such doubts. Similarly, one who wishes to achieve equivalence of form must not think of these things as well. When it is clear to him that the Creator does not think of them, since there is no greater disparity of form than that.
שאלות בבקשה. Moscow 4.
Questions, Moscow 4.
Такой вопрос всегда возникает, вот когда мы вот
There's always this question.
Как он милосерден, то есть
It's written that as he is compassionate, as he, all his actions are in order to bestow and to do good to others. However, we, and he also writes it in other articles, we don't attain the essence of the Creator, but only out of his actions we can know him. So what are these actions?
On this, Kabbalists tell us.
PT32.
This sentence, I never understood it. He says that the Creator never thinks of himself if he's there.
Yeah, just like you constantly think of yourself. Where am I? What am I doing? Who am I thinking about? Who am I controlling? The Creator is not thinking about it.
But shouldn't I examine myself if I'm bestowing to my friends, if I'm thinking about them?
No, that's something else. This is from the will to bestow, not from the will to receive.
So this is the right examination, to ask myself, where am I with respect to my friends?
Yes, Nuruk 3.
Is it within one's power to not think of himself? How do we do this? Is it through habit becoming a second nature? How is this possible?
Man has no power to do anything. Rather, if he understands this is important through the society, then he asks the Creator to give him the power. It's not within the power of man. But then he will ask for it from the Creator.
Equivalence of form through Torah and Mitzvot is, why is it made through the mind and not the heart?
That's a question?
Yes?
Ken.
Yes. What do we have? Ita 4.
Penso agli amici, oltre ai miei bisogni fisici per resistere, vuol dire che sono distaccato dal creatore?
Can you repeat the question, please?
Rav, se io mi occupo soltanto dei miei bisogni per esistere.
If I only care for my own existence, and beyond that, I'm only thinking of, sorry, and I'm not thinking about the friends, is that considered that I'm disconnected from the Creator?
But in what are you thinking about the friends? In what are you holding the kli where the Creator is revealed? You can think of the Creator. What do you have to think of him? You need to prepare a kli in order to reveal him, because by that you give him contentment. That's why we're talking about this kli, the group. Also, in the group, there's no importance except for the fact that it's there where the Creator is revealed and it receives from us contentment.
Chadera 1.
This is the question. He's saying here that the mind and the heart, again. So the question is about the emotion. The heart is always connected to fulfillment, if I have it or not. And how do I attain the mind? When he says that through the mind you can attain spirituality. And he says, I should think how to invert my intention, my direction. And I mustn't think about my own fulfillment. Is this correct?
I'll tell you, it's correct without even thinking about what you're saying. Stop being a scientist. Try to accept it in your feelings. And that's it. This is not science. This is the wisdom of Kabbalah. It speaks only of the desire, how to arrange the desire so it will be entirely in order to bestow.
Rav, est-ce qu'il faut arriver à l'équivalence de forme pour connaître la forme du Créateur, et a-t-il une forme?
Rav, we have to reach a gvun, some form with the Creator. Does the Creator have a form?
No, the form is the groups. The Creator doesn't have any form, but if we discover our correct form, then in it we reveal the Creator. That's how it is.
PT 19.
Tzvika, אתה בהשתק.
Forgive me. Bala Salam says that one who wishes to be in equivalent of form mustn't think about himself, about these things. What are these things?
About himself.
What do you mean?
Does he exist or not? Does he want or not? Think or not? Only to think and want what the others want.
Meaning, how can we be in equivalence of form if we're not thinking about ourselves?
In that exactly, it will reach equivalence of form with the Creator, since the Creator doesn't think of himself. And then you don't think of yourself, but only of the friends.
Look, doesn't sound to you too high for us?
No, sir, this is the ladder of degrees. From the smallest degree to the highest degree, the same conditions, except each time at a greater resolution, greater intensity.
And we can really be in equivalence of form with the Creator?
Yes, today, you, with all your problems and desires, and all your angst and everything, you have to think only of the group. How to connect them, arrange them, organize them, care for them, nurture them, only that. And you need to be entirely immersed in them, and then you will reveal the Creator.
What is a form?
A form is the measure of the correct measure of mutual connection between everyone.
Thank you.
Just like a mother who thinks about her kids that they will all be good kids, feel themselves as brothers, good, beautiful, loving one another.
Rav, касательно этого отрывка. Дело в том, что вот каждая моя мысль.
Regarding the excerpt we read, every thought I have about myself, in these thoughts I feel I'm alive. But here it says, and I don't understand it.
Что я не думаю о себе. Это же значит, я.
What does it mean not to think about myself?
You're not thinking of your existence, but only that you. You dilute yourself in everyone, I don't know, dissolve in everyone. Dissolve yourself among the friends. Romania.
Morning, Rav.
Morning.
I have a question. Noting the good of others before your personal good presupposes a kind of heroic quality. Should Kabbalah students initially have this quality, or does it develop through study?
We've got nothing good. Inherently, rather everything we receive from above. If you will hold on to the friends and want to rise with them together towards the Creator, you will receive each one and all of you together, you will receive what you need. The important thing is this willingness together and come close to Him. If that tendency is there, you invite the upper light and it will arrange you until the Creator will be revealed in the connection between you. And we're very close to it. You need only to make efforts as much as possible.
Turkey free.
Thank you, Rav. I don't want to philosophize, but we are not creator, we are created ones. So why we must be in form equivalence with him?
Because you want, like created beings, you want to reach the correct form of the created being. And the created being's form, correct form, is to be like the creator in your external expression. You don't exchange your nature, you remain a will to receive. But the will to receive organizes, arranges itself like the creator, like the will to bestow.
So,
why do we need to do it? Because that's the thought of creation. That's how we were created. Why do we need to agree with it? Don't agree. But you are a will to receive, meaning you feel good or bad, and through the blows you will eventually agree. You can say, why did the Creator create it in such a way that through blows he wants to obligate me to be like him? Because there's no question there. When you reach it, you'll see why he was right to do it. For the time being, you might have many excuses.
Dudi.
We're continuing. Therefore,
כל מי שחושב דברים אלו נמצא בוודאי.
Hence, sorry, we're in the end of the last paragraph. Hence, anyone who thinks of such matters about himself is certainly separated from him and will never achieve equivalence of form. This is what our sages said. Let all your actions be for the sake of the Creator. That is, dvikut with the Creator. Do not do anything that does not yield this goal of dvikut. This means that all your actions will be to bestow and to benefit your fellow person. At that time, you will achieve equivalence of form with the Creator, as all His actions are to bestow and to benefit others. So you, all your actions will be only to bestow and to benefit others. This is the complete dvikut. We could ask about it. How can one's every action be to benefit others? After all, one must work to sustain oneself and one's family. The answer is that those deeds that one does out of necessity to receive one's bare necessities for sustenance, that necessity is neither praised nor condemned. This is not considered doing something for oneself whatsoever. Anyone who delves into the heart of things will certainly be surprised at how one can achieve complete equivalence of form. So all one's actions will be to give to others, while man's every essence is only to receive for oneself. By nature, we are unable to do even the smallest thing to benefit others. Instead, when we give to others, we are compelled to expect that in the end, we will receive a worthwhile reward. If one, as much as doubts the reward, one will refrain from acting. Thus, how can one's every action be only to bestow upon others and not at all for oneself? Indeed, I admit that this is a very difficult thing. One cannot change the nature of one's own creation, which is only to receive for oneself, much less invert one's nature from one extreme to the other. Meaning not to receive anything for oneself, but rather act only to bestow. Yet, this is why the Creator gave us Torah and Mitzvot. which we were commanded to do only in order to bestow contentment upon the Creator. Had it not been for the engagement in Torah and Mitzvot Lishma, for her sake, to bring contentment to the Creator with them, and not to benefit ourselves, there would have been no tactic in the world that could help us invert our nature. Now we can understand the rigorousness of engaging in Torah and Mitzvot Lishma. If one's intention in the Torah and Mitzvot is not to benefit the Creator, but to benefit oneself, not only will the nature of the will to receive in Him not be inverted, but rather the will to receive in Him will be much more than what He was given by the nature of His creation, as I explained in the introduction to the Sulam commentary.
Questions?
USA, LA. LA.
Thank you, Rob. May I ask, if one is to seek only the good of the group, one is to seek only the good of the group, is that just the upper nine, or does that include the whole, which would include me as part of the ten?
If a person cares for the group, for the good of the group, then it works out that he cares for everything, because there is nothing other than the group and the ten. Later he will discover that everything is included in the ten. But for the time being, he can't see it, because it will confuse him, it will disperse his vision. So they let him see only his group. Care about your group. And gradually, you'll begin to see that the whole world, it's accumulated there inside the group and all of reality and the Creator as well.
Latin 2.
Buenas noches, Rab. La pregunta es, ¿cuál es la expresión correcta de pensar en la decena? ¿Cuál es la expresión que tengo?
The question is, what's the right expression of the thought for the ten?
Shlemut.
Wholeness. Between us.
Ava. Ze mila acheret.
Love. It's a different word. That's it. Before that, concern, investment, support, and so on and so forth. To be as one. We need the ten for us to be there as one. Then it will be equivalent to the Creator, and the Creator will be able to be revealed in that one that we created.
Rab, a mis ojos, ¿quién es el anfitrión? ¿La decena o el creador?
Rab, who is the landlord for me? The ten or... Repeat your last word.
Repeat, please.
A mis ojos, desde mi punto de vista, ¿quién es el anfitrión? ¿La decena o el creador?
Is it the ten or the creator, which is my boss?
For me, the landlord is the ten. Creator, when he is revealed, he will be revealed inside the ten, and I receive from the ten the image of the creator, the relationship with the creator. That's why for me the ten is everything. Okay. I see that we've gone through a large excerpt, but then not that many questions. Hebrew 10.
Rav, Baal HaSulam says we should ask that one should work for his family and all the rest of the time care for the others. It sounds as if there's a contradiction here.
Of course, he has to care about the family that fits within his corporeal will to receive. He has to do it. And if he does it in such a way where he can support them, sustain them in that, it's called a mitzvah, and this belongs to spiritual work. And relative to the ten, he has to do it as spiritual work purely, which means in order to bestow.
Meaning, when caring for the family, a Kabbalist is realizing a spiritual matter.
Of course, our entire life become a spiritual action. And then we stop feeling this world in our will to receive, in order to receive, but entirely in the will to bestow, in order to bestow. And the world disappears from our feeling as it is now and becomes the upper world. We can feel it already with this new sense. Latin 4.
Gracias, Rab. Hemos estudiado.
Thank you, Rav. We learned that we discover the Creator if we connect in the internality of the Ten. This recognition of the Creator comes to us in discernments of the mind or the heart.
Both. Both in the heart and in the mind.
PT 19. It's very difficult and one cannot change his nature. How can you explain this? How can a person invert his own nature with a 10, without a 10? I don't understand that. How can I do that?
It's very easy. Very easy.
Difficult.
I'll tell you why. Because I cannot do it. That's why it's very easy.
So how do I invert my nature to become a bestowal all of a sudden? Think of others.
I need to ask the Creator to do it. He did it one way, he should do it another way.
Why should he agree to do that to me?
Did you hear what I'm saying?
I heard what you're saying.
What did you say? What did I say?
You said that it's a condition that the Creator will do if we tune ourselves to the friends and everything around. I know that. I'm just asking you, Rav, why does it take so long? That's one. Two, why don't I have the confidence it will happen? And third, look how much efforts we make, and the situation of the world is becoming worse every day. I don't see myself moving anything, so how can I perceive these things? How can I perceive it?
First of all, the fact that you don't see that you're moving something is to your benefit. Otherwise, you would have thought that you really are moving something. That's one thing. Second thing is that it's not on you to start, let alone to finish the work. That's clear. On you is only to ask more and more and hope that the Creator will finish the job for me. And you have no reason to jump as if you've done something, some effort, and they don't give you a reward. You haven't done anything, so sit and don't jump. Don't think that you deserve something. Who are you? What are you?
The condition is that the Creator will... What's the condition? Our request. Because I don't see the world becoming better.
It doesn't promise anything to you. Nothing. The Kabbalists are telling you from the side, so to speak, several wise things about creation. That's it. What do you want? You're taking these things, you begin to demand. You want to make demands? Go join the protests on the streets. Every night you have it somewhere else, and you can yell and cry out and break some benches. I don't know what they're doing.
Look, we're doing great work. Look how many people we are. Look, I myself can't believe it. But no change is happening. There's no change. It's becoming worse every day.
Why should there be any change?
You have three people, soon 10,000 dead people, they say.
Until you say, I want no changes, only one thing, to give him contentment. And I also don't want to see that I'm delighting him, because otherwise it will appear to me as reward. So what do we want? Only to do in one direction. So I've got no questions. I got nothing with which to on which to complain. I only need the strength to do it. To have the strength to do this one-sided work in the direction of the Creator. Seemingly or probably in the direction of the Creator.
I ask for myself, I ask for the whole world.
Stop. We don't want to hear you telling us that you care about the whole world. Come on. It's a shame. It's a shame. I have more important people to ask. Latin 5.
Shalom, Rab.
Shalom.
Si llegamos a un estado de amor y plenitud en la decena,
if we reach a state of love and wholeness in the ten, what is our request in such a state?
Only to delight the Creator. That's what we want out of it. And we don't want to see that we are delighting Him, because this will fill us and it could break our vessel of bestowal and turn it to a vessel of reception. That's why we have restrictions, screen, reflected light, all sorts of actions in order to bestow. And then I'm certain that I'm doing the correct action. And in that action, I discover that I'm doing acts of bestowal towards the Creator. We need to come closer to that and learn about it. And you'll see what kind of wisdom was it made, so we would make no mistakes and really perform acts of bestowal towards the Creator, and it will not corrupt us. It will not make us prideful. Look, we're giving contentment to the Creator.
PT 29.
It says that he certainly separated from the Creator and he will not never reach equivalence of form with the Creator. But we're saying that the light is changing our intention bit by bit. Here it says it will never come to equivalence of form.
If he thinks of himself, he will not come to equivalence of form. That's what's written.
Latin 7.
Gracias, Rab, por dejarme preguntar otra vez. Última, no molesto más. Me quedé pensando.
Thank you, Rab, for asking again, but it's my last time. I won't ask anymore. I was just thinking about the previous answer, and I'm thinking, why are our prayers directed at the Creator instead of the ten?
You cannot reach the Creator without a ten, and you build the image of the Creator in the ten. That's why everything you realize in the ten. And the Creator is the general force that dwells in the ten.
No, Latin six.
Estudiamos que los cambios y las frecuencias espirituales.
We learned that changes and the spiritual frequencies are infinite in their speed.
Nuestra conexión. O hay algún momento donde.
Should we see that we renew the connection, or is it possible that we can hold on to the connection?
Both.
Again. עכשיו, focus group.
הוא כותב
He writes that there is no tactic in the world that can benefit us to invert our nature. So, how can one make this change?
When we are in adhesion in the ten, the Creator works into the ten, and gradually we're changing our nature. This is called I, the ten, and the Creator. and all of us together in the ten come closer to one another more and more with the help of the upper force that's working on us until we come to Israel, the Creator, all right, the Creator are one, each one, and with the ten and the Creator.
That's clear, but what's the goal of the purpose of giving an awakening and then not giving you the ability to make the change?
You don't have any ability to make a change, only to pray.
So what does the Creator want from us?
A prayer to find out that we depend on Him, we want to be together, we want to keep all the conditions we can keep, as long as He will bestow to us, influence us, and make us into one bundle that can bestow to Him, that is ready to be a support, a vessel for His revelation, in order to keep Him contentment.
Start being in a prayer. Is that a habit? It's a habit you go into.
There's a habit, and there's also always a novelty.
But is it in our hands to activate the prayer?
Yes, in our hand. Look how we started the lesson. We were all helpless, hopeless, powerless, no connection, and little by little, gradually throughout the lesson, we started to recuperate, to awaken, to connect, and now we have more clarity, more strength, more connection between us. That's how it is. That's an example. This is an example. Of course, each one according to the intensity of his personal vessel. That's how he feels it. But I see a difference between the beginning of the lesson and the end of the lesson as a great leap forward.
One last thing. Immediately after that, he keeps on and he writes that if you don't act to give contentment to the Creator, it will be the opposite. You even increase your will to receive. And it's as if along the whole path, in the beginning, you're the complete opposite.
That's okay. You can't make the distinction between things, so they have to grow the minus and the plus in you. One corresponds to the other. Don't worry. Everything's done according to the Creator's plan. For the most part, you should relate yourself to the ten, and you'll see that you're working correctly.
So where do the intentions come from? How do you start working with the right intentions?
From above. Where else? Is there any other place? Everything comes from above. Nothing comes from us. Even my desire to connect with the friends comes from above. Except I want to become more sensitive to what awakens in my heart. And maybe a little bit to do it.
I will ask one last time again. What's the stage, the step from which the Creator enables you to start acting this way? What Kabbalists write about? When He enables you to start acting with giving contentment to Him, to act for the ten, for the world.
From the moment you can be connected in ten sefirot. Before that, you have no possibility of doing anything. And the Creator is what appears in the ten. If you're connected with them in one vessel, then how can you act?
Is clarity a sign of advancement?
Clarity?
Yes, is that a sign of advancement?
You have clarity in the mind and clarity in the feeling. So, yes. Typically, the two are related.
A friend wrote me that from the beginning of the lesson, he feels less and more vague. He's less clear, as you gave us with the picture.
So he didn't walk side by side with us. He's lacking preparation.
One more question. Yesterday, I heard from a friend in the tent that said that since we started learning about faith above reason, our last period of time, he doesn't understand anything.
Of course, he doesn't. Many people don't understand anything and you need to continue. Nevertheless, I'm telling you, this is how it happened to me. When I heard from Abash saying these words over and over, faith above reason, and I thought this is like a curse or something. Or like you say, God willing after every other sentence. I don't understand. What is it? Faith above reason. What is faith? I don't know. Force of Bina. Reason is probably the force of Malchut. Malchut above Bina. Bina above Malchut. What is that? Well, we already gave it a few illustrations. So a little more, a little longer. We're not going to let go of it. Gradually, we're going to advance. This is the entry point to the spiritual degree. So there are those who are a little closer to that entrance, and there are those who are a little farther. But nevertheless, all of us have to enter, and we're capable of entering. And many of our friends are right at the door. So those who are not in that yet, but are coming towards the doorway, they're not at the door yet, they're also advanced. It will take everyone. We leave no one outside the doorway to the spiritual world. Don't worry about it.
So if one feels he's distant and unrelated to it,
to keep going, whatever it may be, keep going, listen to the lesson, and participate in dissemination. Work in the group, in his tent, and in dissemination. This will advance him. And other than that, starting tonight, we have a lesson. What will we learn?
Yes, we're starting today at 6 p.m., 6 till 7:30, and we're going to start learning Tes, Part 6, the study of the Ten Sefirot, second volume, sixth part, the Ten Sefirot of the World of Nikudim. We'll start with that, and when the Rav will decide, we'll read excerpts about Faith Above Reason.
Yeah, why is it like that? Because volume... I'm sorry, part 6 is the main part of the study of Ten Sefirot. It's there you have first restriction, second restriction, the shattering of the vessels, all the things we need in order to know how to work in spirituality. Everything before part 6 is like an introduction. From part 6, we begin to enter the structure of the spiritual world.
Regarding the second part of the Faith Above Reason, Yaniv Akoka just updated, we're not going to read the excerpts we read. We're going to make an attempt to read not a full article by Rabash, but parts of the article.
Let's see. Let's try. I don't know what you chose.
If you want to get ready, it's the article is faith, the matter of faith above reason.
Okay, we'll try. I'm very happy to see there are many questions. And keep these questions, write them down, and we'll scrutinize all of them. This introduction is very good as well. So until the evening, we'll see each other in the lesson at 6 p.m. Israel time, same place, and for the time being, info.
At 6 p.m. we're going to meet again, but first we're going to have a program at 10 a.m., a program with Semyon until 10:45, broadcasted on Sviva Tova. And as we heard, later, 6 till 7:30, a live lesson with Rav, a study of the Ten Sefirot and Faith Above Reason. Let's continue and sing a song together.